Good morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. It's a Wednesday morning on the heels of President Obama's announcement of a nuclear deal with Iran. Of course, we're getting reaction, Alan, probably the biggest from lawmakers in the GOP, who in the Times this morning, the headline, promise a fight to derail the deal.
Well, look, there are two ways that people in politics can operate. The first of them is on their political instincts in terms of elections and winning and having a war with a president. The second way of looking at it is what's good for the country. Now, there are many people in this country who are responding to Prime Minister Netanyahu's words, which are that this is a very bad deal. But we all know that no matter what the deal was, it was going to be seen by Israel as being not satisfactory. In the same way that when they talk about a deal with the Palestinians, they say that the Palestinians and Iran are trying to drive us into the sea. And certainly that is true. That has been said. So what has to happen is the United States has to assure Netanyahu and the Arab leaders in the Middle East who know that the Shia are being represented and being provoked by Iran. And so it's a complicated deal. However, it is a deal. It has been negotiated. And my bet is that it's going to happen. One of the reasons I'm thinking it's going to happen is that there is no alternative to its happening now. The United States simply can't kill this deal, which has been negotiated with all of the other major powers. And I see it going through. I see it happening.
From the Iran speech to Philadelphia, where the president delivered an address in front of the NAACP's convention yesterday, Alan, calling for sweeping bipartisan effort to fix what he calls a broken criminal justice system.
Well, if you take a look at how many people are in prison and what their color is, you find an overwhelming preponderance of black people. Here is a black president of the United States who has children, who has a wife, who has a community, and he can either leave an impact on what people think of him forever, or, you know, he can just sort of go quietly. He's using this time productively for himself. Now, the fact is that if you have an unjust economic system, or if you have an economic system that really does still come right out of the slavery years and up through history, and put people into a situation where, you know, there's desperation, you're going to have a rise in criminal activity among those people. No two ways about it. And yet, think about this. The major part of crime in our black communities is black on black crime. So security has to be assured to those people who are living somewhere and not just say that we can take people out of prison and let them roam the streets. That can't happen either. So it's a tough dilemma. Obama's right to raise it all. There are many critics of the criminal justice system who just think that what we have developed here is appalling.
Finally, Alan, here's a headline. Trump tied with Bush for lead in national poll.
I was thinking about that. Is this good for the Democrats or bad? I've always thought that the strongest person that the Republicans have is Jeb Bush, and I still think that. I think what happens is that if Trump wins, he will bring a crowd who are largely opposed to immigration, and we saw Lou Dobbs try it and fail years ago, and people will rally to that banner. But there aren't enough of them to win an election. So if Trump runs, that might in fact be good for the Democrats, not bad. If Bush, who is a more moderate voice, runs, I think the Democrats have a much greater problem.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.